Rotwooded Radio presents award-winning author John Neufeld with Side Effects.
We've been asked recently why we're spending so much time on memory lane rather than focusing on the daily revelations that emanate from Washington. The answer is simple. Like millions of others fascinated or repelled by the downward slide of the United States of America, we no longer have the stomach to be witness to how our country has shrunk in all eyes, in our own, in the world's. So, just like the Donald's base, we've decided, for a while that is, to ignore the awfulness of what's happening and to pretend that life in these United States is as glorious as ever. What follows comes from nearly 2 years ago. Questions. What's wrong with this picture? Remember the Reverend Don Mumaw? Ever seen Dear One enter a church on a Sunday to worship? We're told that the Donald's base consists of hard-nosed believers, people who would never desert their leader, would stand by him no matter what. That Dear One is upheld and adored by evangelical Christians who have rules, goddammit. Oh, Don Mumaw, although he's fallen on harder times of late, was the pastor of the Bel Air Presbyterian Church, where Nancy and Ronnie worshiped regularly. It made no difference whether or not the Reagans believed. What mattered was the ocular evidence that they were likely to bend a knee every 7 days and to remember that they were slated to return to dust. We have difficulty believing that the Donald himself agrees with that forecast. Mumaw was young, muscular, bright, clearly doing a job that pleased the Reagans. Who, we ask, does the same thing for the Trumps? If we are to be tread upon by zealots, shouldn't the object of their worship, apart from himself, be visibly in tandem with their beliefs, preferences, and rules? But the Trumps present a confusing religious picture. Donald, we assume, is a Presbyterian, not that it matters. His wife is probably Middle European Catholic. His daughter and some of his grandchildren are now Jewish. None of this really impinges on our consciousness. One of the remarkable things about Donald's administration is that it's constructed of so many different kinds of people. But, appearing at ceremonial services for dead leaders or commemoration of important victories or defeats doesn't, to us, speak of genuine belief in a higher power. We don't see Dear One in concert with his base going in or out of a church of any kind on any given Sunday. He's not a man to quote scripture or to contemplate heaven while strolling a beautiful golf course. A retreat for soul searching would drive him crazy. He neither asks for blessings nor bestows them. He doesn't frequent revivals. And although we read that religion can be a money-making proposition, clearly it's too small a pot for him to plunder. Why, therefore, are the Upper Midwest, Bible Belt, Desert Landscape, Rust Belt, soldered to his side? True enough, millions have been willing to cut the Donald a lot of slack. But why? How do they benefit, except perhaps psychologically? Donald showing his ignorance makes them feel better? Feel more normal? And if economically they continue to take it in the neck, despite his promises, if their kids suffer the same troubled existence that they do, if their anger at how life is organized is still white hot, to what do we attribute their adoration of their prophet? Are they really willing to put the rest of us to the sword and then follow Donald's caravan into the desert? This is not idle speculation. If, as we believe, the truth will out, what happens when that same truth hits his encampments? When venality and corruption and reflexive lying are finally absorbed by the crowd as daily tools of their idol, where can they turn? What are they left feeling? How can they, no matter how much time it takes, be re-enlisted into what we have long thought was American and certainly Christian? Respect and love for our neighbors and friends, cooperation with healthy and national goals, friendship, hard work, planning for the future, broadening the roadway so that more and more individuals can find feeding a family, sheltering a family, improving that family's lives worthy and imperative goals. Charity, inclusion, reason, moral structures. Sharing, teaching, praying. Which brings to mind another missing piece of the puzzle. We read that Quakers pray silently, which is wonderful. But Donald's base is not seen as a cohesive congregation beseeching the power that is for grace, understanding, pity, or favor. Shouldn't we? Or are they too shadows of intent rather than the real thing? We hope others will allow our perplexity and seek to answer some of the questions we cannot. I'm John Neufeld.
All opinions on side effects are those of John Neufeld and do not represent necessarily the opinions of Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com, CATV6, or any of the employees, volunteers, or underwriters of Tri-State Public Communications.